Earlier this week, the DNR issued an air quality advisory for 9 counties in western Wisconsin. Now the department says 11 monitors around the state are showing levels of soot that are deemed unhealthy for sensitive individuals. So the advisory is now in effect statewide. The likely sources of the microscopic particles are coal-burning power plants, vehicle exhaust, fireplaces, wood stoves, and factories. A stagnant weather system is trapping the particles near the ground. Dr. Randolph Lipchick of the Medical College of Wisconsin says the tiny particles are inhaled deeply into the lungs.
And what they do is aggravate the airways of people who already have lung disease. So patients with asthma, emphysema, chronic obstructive lung disease, those people will have many more symptoms than they might ordinarily have. And when these levels get high in the environment, there's an association with more hospitalization, you know, absenteeism from school.
Lipchick says the elderly and people with heart disease may also be at greater risk. People who are younger and healthy may just notice more of a cough or chest tightness if they exercise strenuously. DNR air official Larry Bruss says the soot problem has probably been going on for some time. But he says the state now has a real-time monitoring system that's much quicker than the old way of collecting samples on filters and weighing the filters in a lab.
While this removing the filter and weighing it took quite some time, and we never knew we had these fine particle episodes until well after the fact.
Bruss says until the state has more experience with the new soot monitors, it won't have a program to scale back fine particle pollution the way the DNR tries to reduce ozone pollution in the summer. But Bruss says this week people could try to drive less and cut back on use of wood stoves and fireplaces. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.